We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
We're all very excited because we're all very competitive, and it's time for a game. We are going to see who on this show is an excellent speller. We've got a bowl of raw eggs.
Mm-hmm.
We have got words from the official practice test or entry test of the National Spelling Bee, the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
These are not easy words either.
No.
I mean, in the first rounds, these are difficult words to spell.
Some of the words are easy. Some of them, though, are more challenging.
Okay.
All right. So we decided that what we were going to do is have every egg represent a different word. We would draw it out.
Yep.
Okay. And then we had a big plan.
We had this big, hilarious plan.
That was going to involve our two interns.
Brand new. This is truly their second day. Intern Robin and intern Maggie, who admitted to us the other day, they've been listening to us since they were kids. And they made the switch to Star 94.1 for their internship with us.
Yeah. Here's Robin talking about it.
Well, I used to listen to you two when y'all were on your previous show.
Right.
And then you guys came here, so I came here.
We refer to that as the Dark Ages.
Yeah. Aww,
no.
I understand.
Robin just made the switch with us, which is awesome.
Yes, exactly. And so I wanted to go into radio, so this was an obvious choice.
What do you want to do?
What
do you want to do in radio?
This or any of what y'all do. I like everything you guys do, so
right,
I'm interested
cool.
in it all.
So the plan was to have Maggie and Robin spell the words on our behalf, and if they get it wrong, we would smash the egg on our head. That would be a lot of pressure on you guys.
Right. As brand new interns, they're like, ooh.
But Kelly, why don't you tell us why we're not doing that?
I'm like shaking over here. I'm so nervous because I got five awesome interns and they all like gave me all the information about their start date. And Maggie told me that she couldn't be here on Friday and I forgot. I can't even look at you right now, Jeff. I feel so bad. So then I came in this morning and I was like, oh, I need to check and make sure Maggie's okay. And Robin's like, remember, she's got a wedding. And I was like, oh. So here we are with eggs and I'm going to get in so much trouble.
So we've got the eggs.
Uh-huh.
And we've got the words.
But we can't gang up on Robin, intern Robin by herself. That's just mean.
But we can gang up on Kelly.
No.
Because she dropped the ball.
Or the egg.
Or the egg.
Uh-huh.
And we do want Robin to be able to participate. So what we've decided to do, and by we, because, you know, everything's kind of a group decision. By we, I mean mainly Jen and I. what we've decided to do.
That's the kind of democracy we run around here.
Is we will all spell the words.
Yeah.
And for everyone that we get wrong, Kelly will smash an egg on
her. That is grossly unfair because you hate me, Jeff, and you're trying to intentionally spell these words wrong.
Well, I thought that you might say that. So what I've decided is that I'll host the game.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll be the game show host.
And Robin will spell my word.
So, you know, we will all, in earnest, try to spell it right. But if we get it wrong, it goes on your head.
Does Robin smash it on my head or do I get to do it?
You get to smash your own because we don't want to bump your tooth. You got a bad tooth in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I think my dentist said that I can't
specifically
do this.
Can't smash eggs on your face.
All right. So the question is, there's only one question because we don't want to take this completely out of your control. Like,
okay. My armpits are on fire.
So the question is, do we want to do this egg by egg or do we want to do it
all at once.
What do you mean all at once? I'm confused.
Like, do we want to go around the room and all try to spell the word, and then she'll just know how many eggs that she has to smash, and then at the end she can put them all in one hand at once and just go pow.
Just one big smash, or we just torture her over and over again.
See, that one sounds good.
Janine.
I'm sorry. I'll try to spell it, but I'm really bad at spelling.
All right. Our excellent spelling bee,
yes,
featuring Kelly Cheese, starts in 3 minutes.
I hate
after
y'all.
Charlie Puth. Puth. Puth on Star.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Who is ready for an excellent spelling bee?
Kelly Cheese is ready.
Kelly Cheese, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate us?
I'm going to go with a solid 10.
All right, cool. Jen just asked you if you think this will help you remember things. You've had a forgetful week. Now, I know there's been some painkillers involved.
Yeah, you guys are really picking on me. I'm vulnerable.
All right, let's explain. Kelly Cheese got her wisdom teeth out and forgot a few details. We had this whole excellent spelling bee plan to have our brand new fresh interns, who all they want to do is impress us, spell some words, and if they got it wrong, we would have to crack an egg on our heads.
And Kelly forgot one detail, that we only have one intern in today.
So we can't just pick on intern Robin. We can just pick on Kelly Cheese.
Thanks.
So the tables have turned.
Hashtag never forget.
We're going to see if this thing goes over easy.
You're killing the jokes today, Jen Hobby.
That was barrels of fun, Jeff.
All right. Welcome back to the show, Robin. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Quick question. Are you a good speller or not?
I'm not.
All right. That sucks.
So it's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, why don't you grab yourself an egg?
Okay.
Grab one.
Oh, just one. Okay.
Just one egg.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And what number is on that egg?
11.
Okay. Kelly Cheese, you will have to spell. You can grab that handheld mic right there.
Okay.
That's for Kelly.
This is for me?
That's for you.
Oh, goodness.
Because you have to stand away from us because you're going to get egg all over the place.
Okay.
No, I'm not, because Robin's going to spell this right.
Okay.
Oh, God.
If she gets it right, no egg. If she gets it wrong,
no internship.
You smash it on your head.
Oh, gosh.
So here's the deal. We are going to play the word for you.
Okay.
You will be able to ask all the usual questions, Kelly, language of origin, part of speech, definition, all that stuff. Okay? Use it in a sentence. And then after you hear the word and all the stuff you need to know, you spell it. You get it right.
I have to spell it. I thought y'all had to spell it.
I'm sorry. She has to spell it.
Right.
And then
I was going to say, I'm a terrible speller.
And then if she gets the word right, the egg goes in the garbage.
How about if she gets it right, the egg goes on you, Jeff?
If she gets it,
make up the rules.
I know.
On this. I'm
trying so hard.
If she gets it wrong, the egg goes in your hand and on your head.
Okay.
Are right, you ready for your first
and no
word?
No stalling.
Yeah.
No stalling on
okay.
this, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Robin, take a close look at the person who hired you for your internship.
This could be your last day, Robin. No pressure.
And here is word number one.
Achromatopsia.
By her face, I can tell she cannot spell that.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Achromatopsia.
The origin of this word is Greek. It is a noun, and it's a visual defect marked by total color blindness. The colors of the spectrum being seen in tones of white, gray, or black.
Achromatopsia.
Scientists have found that
achromatopsia
results from genetic mutations.
Okay. How many syllables are in that word?
A lot.
These are really long words.
Okay. Achromatopsia.
Yep.
A-C-R-O.
Achromatopsia.
No, you're not.
A-C-H.
No, you're not.
R-O-M-A-T-O-P-S-I-A.
Give me the egg, you're unemployed.
All right, okay. Kelly Cheese, egg number one.
Egg number 11.
Look at JP. JP's coming close.
Feel like a caged animal. Everybody's watching. Oh my God, are these real?
Yeah, of
this
course.
Is actually happening. Oh my God. Okay.
Let's count her down. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Oh. I hate it. My shoes.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Oh.
You didn't think this was a yoke, did you?
Oh my goodness.
All right. JP, would you consider yourself a good speaker or a good speller or a bad speller?
Mediocre speller.
All right. I'm going to reach into the bowl of eggs, pick out a word for you.
Okay.
Oh, it's so sticky.
Ew.
All right.
Thanks, Robin.
You're welcome.
JP, your word is
theriatrics.
Okay. All right.
Theriatrics.
It is a Greek word. It is a plural noun.
Theriatrics.
It is the science of veterinary medicine.
Theriatrics.
Joanna bewildered all of her friends when she said that her father is a specialist in
theriatrics.
I think I have a fighting chance on this one. Here we
all right.
go. T-H-E-O-R. Shut up.
Seriously, JP, did you even try?
I was trying. You spelled theriatrics.
Did you even try?
I can't even spell mediocre, and I'm a mediocre speller.
You know what? Would you like an opportunity to save yourself? If you can spell it right, you don't have to crack the egg. How's that for a twist?
All right, say the word for me.
Theriatrics.
Theriatrics.
Theriatrics. Can you use it in a sentence?
Joanna bewildered all of her friends when she said that her father is a specialist in
theriatrics.
Theriatrics. T-H-E-O.
Oops.
Did you almost cuss?
Yes, but I whispered it kind of. All right, here we go. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry. Oh, she looks so nice today, too.
It's cold. Do you put these in the freezer?
Two for
There's
two.
There's shell in my hair.
Two for two or 0 for 2, depending on how you're looking at it.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
I hear that egg's really good for your roots.
all right, Janine, you said you are admittedly a bad speller, correct?
I am. And,
just go ahead and give me the egg, Janine. Awful. Just give it to me.
All right, Janine, go ahead and pick one egg out of here.
Let me pick my egg.
That mic's not on. That's the one. There you go.
Don't worry about it.
What number you got?
Number one.
This
is that the easiest?
This is an easy
Janine
one.
Janine is very competitive. I feel like she's going to get it right just to prove that she's smart.
I'm going to try.
I believe in you, Janine.
All right, round three of the excellent spelling bee.
So bad at spelling, though.
There are three pronunciations.
Oh, okay.
Of this Latin-origined word. Yeah. It's an adjective.
Straight up taking notes here.
It's relating to the kitchen or cookery.
Okay.
The early colonists used herbs for both this and for medicinal purposes. That's your sentence. Are you ready for the word?
Okay.
Culinary. Culinary.
Isn't that two
culinary.
Words?
Culinary.
That's one word.
It's just one. It's just
three pronunciations.
Culinary.
Sounds like two.
Culinary.
Kelly Cheese. Are you ready to hear
culinary.
This word? Because you can't hear this. My word is culinary.
Oh, it's culinary.
Culinary.
Okay.
Which I'm going to be really upset if I get wrong. Okay.
Me too.
C-U-L-I-N-A-R-Y. Right? Right?
Please be right.
Yes! Yeah! Here. You don't have to do this.
You're the best, Janine. I know I
am the
you.
Best. I'm number one.
Really love you so much.
I'm number one.
All right, Jen Hubby, are you ready for your word?
Yeah. Are we okay? Do we need to take a break?
No. We're good. We're going right through. We're going right through here.
Okay. All right. Give me that bowl of eggs.
Okay. There's only one left. This is
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm egg number eight.
You're egg number eight. Here's your word.
Filer. Filer.
Filer.
It is a Latin word with an English combining form. It's an adjective. It's possessing threads across the field of view.
Filer.
Mrs. Jensen instructed the students to use a
filer
microscope to take a more accurate measurement of their specimen.
Oh, Kelly.
Do you want to spell it right, Jen? Because I feel like you're smart and you could.
Okay. Well, the debate is it's the first letter. The debate is over the first letter. Do you go, I'm not answering it now, but I'm giving you the internal monologue, which is, do you go PH or do you go F?
You're really just prolonging the torture.
For Filer. And I feel like the sentence that he used it in with the microscope, and it's either AR or ER. Okay, I'm just going to go for it because I don't know.
Am I allowed to ask for the origin again?
Yeah, the origin is Latin plus an English combining form.
Hmm. Okay. I'm going to try this.
Do they smell? Because the eggs are really old.
No, but there was egg on my chin. I was like, what is this?
Okay.
Are we Filer. Ready?
Sure.
I'm going to go. Oh, will you buzz me once I get it one wrong?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay. Aww. P. Yes!
You knew what you were doing, Jen Hobby. You knew.
I thought if it was scientific, it would be a PH.
The correct spelling.
Something about fibers or something, so I was thinking F.
Is F-I-L-A-R, oh. Filer. Kelly Cheese.
Okay, here we go.
This is excellent.
I know, I just love my job.
Oh, look at that yolk.
It's everywhere.
Oh,
it's everywhere.
That's a dippy egg.
That could have been a double yolk. That is everywhere.
Yeah.
The switch is on in Kennesaw, in Alpharetta, and all over ATL. Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.